our translation has advocate. I think I'm just going to talk about this idea of paraclete today, since it's we're getting close to the feast of the paraclete. Paraclete comes from two Greek words, parakalin, and it means to call to one side. And paraclete is somebody who helps and is mostly in a situation of legal confrontation. More than a lawyer, it's a friend and somebody who's... And we're in a situation all the time of legal confrontation. We have many opponents who are, one way or the other, determined to shut us up. And today we're going to go out there to that clinic and pray. And the guy who's doing it has hired these cops to make sure we don't do this, that, or the other thing. Because he wants to keep on doing his business. So a paraclete is somebody who is called to the aid. And most of the time, it's in a situation of some sort of legal confrontation. That's why, for instance, who is the model healed person who bears witness to Christ? I'll give you a hint. It's John's Gospel. Lazarus. Can't hear you.
Lazarus?
Nope. What I'm thinking of now. It's the blind man. This much I know. I was blind and I see. You guys are experts. You figure out who he is. Our witness is based on what God has done in our own life, in the world, in the church. And so, see, the paraclete is the one, because we are always in this situation of a legal confrontation. That's why we use the word martyr, witness. We're witnessing to something all the time. And the paraclete is the one who comes to our help. Now, he can come to provide money for the continue the suit. Most of the time, though, he's there to help us. And so our Lord calls the Holy Spirit the Parakletos, the one who comes to our help in moments of legal confrontation. And there are a lot of those. They're going on all the time. In a way, even our witnessing at the clinic there, you see, is a contestation. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us, give us the brains, the courage, and the love to witness. That's important. Because, as he says here, you will bear him witness too, you see. And then he finally ends, I have told you this while I am with you. The paraclete. Here, translated advocate. But you can see why. They're trying to give us this notion of somebody who comes to our side. Whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. And then you'll be ready for the confrontation. First, love. Second, courage. Third, wisdom. I know I've mentioned her before, I think. Tatiana Goricheva is a Russian woman, professor of Heideggerian philosophy at the university, not in Moscow, but in another place. Her degree is from Germany, and she was a total atheist and had 4 or 5 abortions, was, and her life was such a mess that she went with a friend to talk to a guru. There's lots of gurus in Russia because there's lots of mixed up people. And he gave her as her mantra, the Our Father. So she went home, sat down on the floor, and started to recite the Our Father. And God the Father just overwhelmed her with his presence and his love and changed her right on the spot. So she began to gather other women around her to tell them, you know. Well, any crowd, even a small one, gathered in that kind of a world is under watch. So the KJB would get a hold of her. You know, she'd walk along the street, a cop car would come, she'd get into this car, and they'd bring her down and interrogate her, and then they'd let her go. And this went on, you know, for months. She said, I learned this. I'm a professor of philosophy with a degree summa cum laude. They're crooks and ruffians, but I would never contest them because of who speaks in them, namely Satan. I will wait for the Paraclete to teach me what to say. And so that's what this test is all about. So what are we going to do today? I don't know, but we'll see. If you're going out to the clinic, somebody may say, what are you doing here? Why do you think abortion is so bad? What are you going to tell them? Are you ready? Well, you mean we've been doing this long enough. We have some ideas. The Paraclete will be there for you to give you the words you need. It's a promise. The Paraclete. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, whom the Father will send in my name, the Trinity, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. You'll know what to say.